Well, today we're going to finish the sermon series that we've been doing for this month that I've titled Don't Look Back. And today we're going to talk about keep on keeping on. Somebody accused me earlier today of being stuck in the 60s and 70s, and I think they were referring to keep on trucking, but it's the same stuff, and it's all good. So we're going to read today from Philippians chapter 3. I'm actually going to begin with verse 12 and read down through verse 14. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to follow along with me. And if you don't, you're welcome to listen as we read from Philippians chapter 3. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection. But I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and to receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of His holy word. And let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the opportunity we have again to be in worship with you today. We thank you for the way that your Holy Spirit has moved through our gathering thus far. And we pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would continue to move among us. Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that my words would be your words, and I pray that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And Lord, we ask that you would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, open our hearts. That what you have to say to us today, Lord, we might receive it as more than just information, but indeed, might we find your words transforming to us today. And as we are transformed, may we leave this place ready to share the good news of your love with the world that we will encounter in the week to come. All this we ask in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we offer this prayer, saying amen. Several years ago, I was at a carnival. And at this particular carnival, they had one of those inflatable things. And I really had to stop and watch to see what was going on at this certain inflatable. Because what I saw from the backside was some kids running and sliding. And they kept running and sliding. And they'd run up a little bit and they'd slide back. So I went around so I could see the front of this thing. And what it was these kids were attached to one end of the inflatable by a bungee cord. And so what they were trying to do is they were trying to see who could run the farthest while they were still attached to the bungee cord. And of course they'd get out and they'd be trying to go, and then all of a sudden they would slide backwards, hence the fun. Unfortunately, as I watched it, I didn't think it was too much fun because it reminded me of my own life, particularly my spiritual life. Because that's what it feels like sometimes. It feels like I am just trying to run as hard as I can. I'm trying to go as far as I can. I'm trying to do this, and something keeps yanking me back. Something keeps pulling me back. We've been talking about not looking back, not letting the past affect who we are, what we are, where we're going, and the fact that God wants us always to be people who are willing to move forward, to go where God wants us to go, to move into that. But today, you hear Paul writing to the church at Philippi, and Paul says, you know, I have to forget everything that is behind me. Because if I don't, it starts to pull me back. And so Paul says, what it feels like to me, it feels like I have to press on, stretch on, persevere, keep on going with determination, because I want to go where Christ is. I want to follow Christ. I want to move in that direction. And you see, it's interesting to me because I think what Paul gets at is something that affects us all at one point or another, and that thing is what I want to term resistance. I just happen to have a bungee cord with me today, and you know that these are very, very handy when you have to strap something down, or perhaps when you're packing something or to hold something up. But it's interesting, when you stretch these things, they only stretch so far, you know, and then you get this resistance. You know, that's a physics term, not that I'm a scientist by any means, but it's resistance. And I thought, as I read Paul's letter, I thought to myself, how many times in the spiritual life do we encounter resistance? How many times in our lives do we encounter resistance? You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was at Asbury Seminary for the second time to take a class on how to write a dissertation. And I didn't really want to go because it's gotten to the point where if I hear the word dissertation, I just want to throw up. I just want to go, bleh. And I had been through the first Monday of being in class and being there, and I'd had a couple of tough things happen, and I started to feel the old resistance, and what I wanted to do was just to let the resistance pull me back and slide back and say, you know what, it's all right. I don't really have to do this. I could just leave. I could stop here. Well, fortunately, because of some family members that I was staying with and some conversations with good friends, there were some people who talked me out of it. And I indeed stayed, and it was funny to me at the end of the week how much at the first of the week it seemed so hard. It seemed so hard, and it seemed like I was never going to get there. And I thought to myself how many other times I had felt that resistance. You know, I can remember when I was working on my master's degree, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'll never be able to write that stupid thesis. I can remember being an undergrad and thinking, I'll never get through English 101. This is impossible. But I think what Paul is trying to make us understand is that if you are going to follow Christ, if you are going to be a follower of Christ, you are going to experience resistance. Indeed, I think that if you try to do anything good, if you try to change anything in your life, if you want to do anything different, you're going to feel resistance. And always the resistance wants to pull you back. And Paul says, you know what? I don't know what all this resistance is about, but I just keep pressing on. I keep persevering. I keep going for the goal. I keep trying to follow Christ with everything I have. Because you see, resistance is always, the past is always going to try to pull us backwards. And that's one of the dangers from looking at it. You know, I don't know if you've had this experience that I continue to have, even though I'm approaching my 50th birthday. I can be with my parents who are nice people. They really are, and I love them. You know, that's not a surprise. But sometimes I'm with my parents, and they'll say something, and all of a sudden I feel like I'm five again. You ever had this experience, you know? Your folks will say something, and all of a sudden you're like, you know, my dad will take a sharp tone, and I'll be like, okay, Dad, all right. I'm going, where did that come from? You know, what is that about? And that's how sometimes our past pulls us backwards, doesn't it? It really does. You know, my mother says to me all the time, she says, you'll always be my little baby boy. And I was going, yes, and you're always going to be my mother. But we're old. We're past that. We're beyond that, aren't we? And it's interesting because, you know, I think that one of the things that happens to parents and children as children grow up is that we have to learn ways to deal with our adult children, don't we? And our adult children have to learn ways to deal with us. Because otherwise, sometimes that past just continues to want to pull us backwards. And if there's anything I know about God, God doesn't want us to be back there because God is not there. God is here, and God is there, but God is not in the past. And he doesn't want us to be there either. You know, sometimes as a Christian, especially when I was my faith was maturing in my early days when I was in the faith, I used to think that when you follow Jesus, it was kind of like stepping on an escalator that was just going up to heaven. And you just kind of stepped on the escalator, and as you went up, you just kind of waved, and you hoped that, you know, you didn't get up there, and then you had to go down, right? You didn't want to go down the escalator. Everybody see somebody go down the escalator, go, oh, you want to go this way. But what I've realized, and what I think Paul is trying to say to us in this passage, is that it's not about being on an escalator, but instead we're on stairs. And I don't know about you, but I've never yet, you know, I can go and stand at the bottom of steps and go, take me up. but nothing happens, does it? No. You got to take one step at a time, another step, unless you're really brave, and you might take two steps at a time if you're in a great hurry, but for most of us, it's one step at a time. That's what it's about. It's not this miraculous thing that is going to carry us on, but what it is, it's that one step after another. That's what perseverance is. That's what it means to keep going and not looking back. There's no sense in looking back. And, you know, sometimes we think, well, you know, even if I try not to look back, it does feel like, you know, it feels like this thing is attached to me and it keeps pulling back. Well, guess what? When Jesus made you a new creature, he unhooked you. He unhooked you. He unhooked you. So, you don't have to be dragged into the past unless you particularly want to. And what God really wants from us is God really wants us to follow him into his good future. But we need to realize that anytime, anywhere, any way that we're trying to do something good, you're always going to feel that resistance. And the thing that we have to do is persevere through that. We keep going. We don't let the perseverance pull us back no matter what. And you know, sometimes that's very difficult. You know, I remember two or three weeks ago, part of the problem that I had when I was at school was that I felt like I had been here before, but I forgot that I had been there before and I'd overcome it. But I thought, oh my gosh, this is impossible. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. There's no way. Everybody else's dissertation is going to be better than mine. Wah. All that stuff, right? And it's simply not true. And sometimes our past does that to us. It keeps tugging on us and it says, you know, you're not good enough. You're not. You can't do this. You can't keep going. And all it is, y'all, is this resistance. It's this resistance to moving forward. It's this resistance to change. It's this resistance to following God that if we will persevere, we will get through. We will get through eventually and we will find out what it is on the other side. We will get through that. You know, the one thing that Jesus told his disciples over and over again, he was very, very clear. In the Gospels, we see this over and over again. Jesus always said to the disciples, follow me. Follow me. Over and over again. You know, we read these astounding passages in the Gospels of the disciples dropping everything and following Jesus, of just going forward. And don't you know that there were times that they felt like they had failed and that they couldn't go any further, but Jesus continued to say, follow me. And what occurred to me this week as I was thinking about this passage was, you know, it's hard to follow somebody if you're looking in the wrong direction. If you're looking behind you. It's impossible to follow Jesus if you're not looking at Jesus. If you don't know where Jesus is going. Anybody who has taken a small child anywhere knows this. You know, you say, follow me, stay with me, keep your eyes on me. Don't leave, right? Because you know that wherever you go, whether it is to a carnival or to the mall or wherever you are, that pretty soon they're going to go, oh, they're going to be following you. But then they're going to go, there is a balloon right over there. And I think I'll just, I'd love to have some popcorn. Look over there. There's some popcorn. And, oh, there's the toy store and da-da-da-da-da, right? But the objective is what? To follow Jesus, to keep our eyes on Jesus, to keep moving forward. Because you see this resistance that tries to hold us back, that resistance, y'all, is futile. It has no chance. And I think the resistance knows it has no chance. That's why the closer you get to the goal, the more it pulls and tugs on you, trying to pull you back. Because it knows it can't win. It can't win. And what Paul says that our job is, when it comes to the past, he says, we got to keep straining. We got to keep pressing forward. We kind of keep moving on. No matter what the resistance is, we got to keep following. Because if we don't, we are going to slide backwards. We are going to go back. And what God wants for all of us more than anything else is God wants us to move with him into his good future. Jesus said over and over again, follow me. follow me. And the only way we can follow Jesus is we got to keep our eyes on Jesus and we got to keep moving. And the resistance that seems to pull us back will not be able to hold us if we persevere, if we keep on going. You know, there's a wonderful old story about a guy who sold everything he had. This is in the early days of our country, back when the gold rush was going on in California, and he sold everything he had. He lived out east, and he moved west, and he bought this land on which there was this gold mine. And the man spent years and years and years digging and digging and digging and digging in this gold mine, trying to find gold, until finally he got so tired that he gave up. He sold the gold mine for a song, and he left, and he ended up dying penniless and really miserable. Well, the people that bought the gold mine really weren't interested too much in being gold miners, but they said, you know, we might as well give this a shot. And so they decided to hire some people, and they went and started digging. And as they started to dig, they dug all of 1 foot, and then all of a sudden, one of them said, hey, there's something solid on the other side of this, and it turned out to be a vein of gold. And of course, the message of this story is that the man was 1 foot away from what he had worked so hard to get to go, but he stopped. And the message that comes to us is, we got to keep moving. We got to keep digging. We got to keep going forward. We can't stop, no matter how much resistance we may be feeling from the past, because you never know that you might be closer than you would ever think. And as Paul said, we got to be people who continue to press on, continue to move forward. Not that we have achieved anything, because sometimes what we think is, all I want to do is achieve. All I want to do is get this. And how many people do you know that have worked hard on something and they get it and then they go, well, what do I do now? Well, you got to move on to the next thing, right? You got to keep going. You got to keep going. So let us remember always what we have learned. The book of Ecclesiastes, which is where we started about 4 weeks ago in chapter 9, Ecclesiastes says, the race doesn't always go to the most swift, nor the battle to those who are the strongest. But those who will win are those who persevere, who will not let resistance, who will not let the past, who will not let anything keep them from following Jesus and moving on towards the goal that God has for all of us. So let's keep on trucking. Keep on keeping on. Keep on moving forward. And know that's where God wants all of us to be. And may we always be people like Paul, who press on towards the goal, who keep on going, who are willing to keep going and keep going when it makes no sense to keep going. We keep following Jesus no matter what. Because someday, the past is going to be gone. It's going to be over. And all that will really matter is, how good were we at keeping on keeping on? How good were we? How much did we persevere at following Jesus Christ where he led us to go? That's what will be most important. So may we be people who persevere above all things, who are not willing to be drugged backwards by the past or resistance, but are always looking to Jesus. Amen.